Well, we've got to come back with the attitude that we can survive the day tomorrow. I thought the way that Bell and Root played this afternoon and this evening was excellent. Talking to Belly, he thinks there is spin there, but it's a reasonably slow spin at this stage. Job one, spat out the rough. But I thought the way that the two of them played and the way that they played against Wahab was particularly impressive. And that's something we've got to learn from yesterday. You know, we had a very poor session yesterday morning, and we've got to make sure that our batters don't make the same mistake twice. And I thought that's where the two of them today showed that if you apply yourself and you're very clear on how you're looking to play, you can survive on that pitch. So, you know, we've got to believe that we can turn up tomorrow and survive the day. And we've also got to show that we can learn quickly, and players have got to learn from mistakes made in the first innings. Yeah, and we said that right from the start, right from the first test match. We've talked about how important it is to give yourself a chance to get in, you know, and 30, 40 balls of batting on these surfaces, you've got to give yourself the best chance to get in. And if you look at the way that runs are being scored in this game, they've not been scored from, you know, free-flowing long drives and people really getting their hands through the ball. It's almost been people that have punched at the ball, let the ball come, play under your nose and punch the ball away. That's how runs are being scored. And I think that's something that we've got to learn and learn quickly. And as I say, not make the same mistakes twice. I'm not aware of any injury other than the fact that I think the amount of hours he spent hunched over a bat handle, scoring thousands of runs, he never looks the best mover anyway. So, you know, I've never really seen him flying around. So that's why he's made such a great success at slip catching. But obviously with the whack on the hand he got, he's been out of the slip. So, you know, perhaps it's shown up a little bit more because he's not been in the slips as often in this game. No, not at the moment, because he has played so well. And even during the, you know, the lean times for him runs-wise, you know, he's an important member of this team in terms of the way that he captains the side. He's an excellent captain. He has full respect to the side, but just, you know, the way that he plays and the, I suppose, the experience he gives our side and the leadership he gives our side with the way that he bats. I think that's the greatest thing about Cookie, is the fact that he leads by example. He leads by the way he goes about things. And, you know, he's in great form at the moment. And obviously we want him to be in great form for as long as possible, playing for as long as possible. Well, he does spend time with the physios and the masseuses, most players would do. So, you know, as I said earlier, and as it's been mentioned, you know, he is someone that, you know, from time to time does get treatment on his back. And honestly, it's not something that we're spending time talking about. I mean, he needs to manage himself and look after himself. He does that really well. You know, throughout the Sri Lankan tour, he was in the pool and swimming. You know, I'm sure he has a very clear regime of how he looks after himself. So it isn't a concern for us. Well, that was something that, you know, for Moeen, when you go from opening county cricket to international cricket, it is a massive step. You know, you don't, the intensity is greater. You know, you perhaps don't face as many balls. The quality of bowling is that much greater. And therefore, you've got to find a way to adapt and play. And I think, you know, we're still looking at wanting to see Mo bat for that length of time and bat for a long period of time. We think he's capable of doing it. We wouldn't have put him in just for the sake of getting the second spinner in. We genuinely think that he is capable of doing it. We've seen how much he's learned and how quickly he's developed his game over the last 18 months of international cricket. You know, his bowling, I think, in this series is really showing that he's improving all the time as a bowler, and we want to have that same improvement with the bat as well. And yes, he hasn't scored the runs we want him to score. So there's no, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know, we're really pleased with where he's going. We want him to score more runs. He does as well. And for it to be a long-term thing, he's obviously got to score runs, but that's the same with anybody in any batting position. Well, I think against the new ball, you perhaps got to be a little bit more watchful. And as I mentioned earlier, it's not a pitch, this one, certainly, for big shots and big drives. And perhaps it is a little bit more letting the ball come under your nose and punch it more rather than big shots away from your body. But we know that that's how Mo looks to play. And I think he's just got to make sure that, you know, he adapts his game, a bit like Rooty did today against Wahab around the wicket. He's got to learn, he's got to adapt his game to give himself the chance to bat for long periods of time. And if he gets in, you know, then obviously he can play his more natural game. And I think it's a case of getting in and getting through that new ball for him. In the heat of battle, you're going to see the odd exchange between players on opposition side. That's the nature of it. The umpire's dealt with it. You know, Riaz certainly won't be signing for Chelsea in the Premier League with his football skills. But it happened, didn't it? I mean, that's the way that sometimes it goes, and it happened and you move on. The umpires dealt with it at the time, and that's the end of it. Absolutely. I mean, I think he's shown the way that he's batted with his high level of skill and his commitment to the cause that, you know, he is up for a scrap. We know that. I mean, that's what Joe Root is about. You know, he fights, he gets stuck in, and he comes across as this nice young lad. But actually, there's a bit of fight in him, isn't there? And that's why he scored so many runs in so many different situations and so many different conditions. So, of course, you want to see your players having a bit of fight. And there's never a better time for this team at the moment to show they've actually got some fight and they have got some character. Because, as we said yesterday, it was very disappointing. We had a poor session, and we've got to make sure that players show they have got some resilience, they have got some fight and character. But more importantly, they show their level of skill, because you're going to have to play with a high level of skill to get through tomorrow and come away with a draw. I mean, that's the thing with international cricket. Every game, you're being judged the whole time, aren't you? Every innings you play, every spell you bowl, you're being judged. And I'm not going to sit here and say he'll definitely open in the third test. That's not my job. I'm not a selector of this side. But, you know, I'd like to think that we've been very much about giving people... When we've given someone an opportunity to do something, we've stuck with them for a period of time. And we haven't been chopping and changing. And I think that's something that Trevor is very keen on, that when we do give someone an opportunity, we stick with them and we give them as much of an opportunity to show what they can do. And, you know, I'd like to think that Cookie and Trevor wouldn't have given Mo the opportunity if they didn't think he was capable. And two games in, we know he needs runs, but every player's in the same situation.